Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and for the month of July, I have something special for you. I am going to be doing the most listened to episodes for the year based on your feedback, listening to what it is that you're wrestling with, you're going through. So you're going to be hearing about fitness and health, how to trust the Holy Spirit instead of diet culture. You're going to be hearing about how to not strive or hustle and how you don't have to strive for success. So this month is really going to, one, encourage you to rest, two, to not put all of your worth into what you weigh. I'm excited for you to really listen to these replays so that you are encouraged, that you are grounded in truth, but most importantly, that you begin to continue to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. In August, I'll be coming back with new episodes so that you will be able to hear also an unfiltered version of my soul, which is basically a life update of what God has been teaching me and showing me. So again, make sure you hit the follow. Come follow me also on Instagram. I want to hear how these very specific episodes resonate with you and so that we can have conversation back and forth. I hope you enjoy your month of July. Have fun. Enjoy the weather. And don't forget that you do not have to work or strive for your worth, because your worth is not in a feeling, it's in a person. Hey there, welcome to This Truth Talk, where we have real, raw, and honest conversations about life. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today I'm joined by my friends, Liz Patton and Summer Faith. We're going to be talking about how to trust the Holy Spirit instead of diet culture. This month has been a lot of fun because I've been able to have a lot of my in-person, real-life friends on the show with me. Liz and Summer are two of the most amazing, sweet, kind women. And every year at the Narrow Conference, we always rally together, encourage one another, support each other. And their hearts are really for women just finding freedom from the diet culture, finding freedom in their bodies, finding freedom to move. And of course, I am too. They actually have their own online community, Healthy, Whole, and Free. And we're going to be talking about how to trust the Holy Spirit instead of diet culture. And I think that this is a hot topic for so many of us that are striving because we want our bodies to look a certain way. And there's so much information out there of what do I eat? How do I eat? What foods are good for me? What foods are not good for me? And just the language alone around the diet culture is really damaging to our thought process, how we view ourselves, and so much more. I'm excited for you to hear this interview I did with Liz and Summer. We're just friends hanging out as if we were sitting in a coffee shop with each other drinking coffee, but of course me with tea because I don't drink coffee. So let's go ahead and get to the interview. Liz and Summer, I'm so glad you're here with me today. This month has been really fun for me because I've gotten to interview and hang out with actually friends in real life. So Liz and Summer are friends that, like I said, we hang out at Narrow every year. That's like our hangout. I don't want to say gossip time because we don't gossip, but it's just our time to hang out and really catch up. And today we're going to be talking about trusting the Holy Spirit instead of the diet culture. So Liz, Summer, welcome.
Thank you for having us. We're so happy to be here.
So let's talk about this diet culture. And of course, I'm in this realm as well. Let's start off with how can we identify what the diet culture is? What are some common phrases? What are things that you hear women say often that you have to combat a lot? Summer, do you want to start?
Yeah. You know, I was so bad this weekend talking about food, or gosh, I can't wait to like just get this season over and get back on track. There's that common thread of I either really messed up or I'm just going to start over again. So it's this like waiting for the next opportunity to start over. Mm-hmm. We see that a lot. I used to be like that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Liz, anything else you want to back up with that?
Yeah, just to piggyback on what Summer said, I think something else we often hear and that I used to say and think is labeling foods as clean, unclean, as if they are morally righteous if they eat clean, and then unrighteous if we don't eat clean. You know, food is just food, and we can take the labels off of it. And when we figured that out for ourselves, there was so much freedom found.
Mm, that's good. Let's talk about good or bad, because I got issues with this. And like, I'm like morally righteous, right? Like you just said, it's, we literally give food emotions. It's why we call it emotional eating. We don't, I mean, there's emotions behind the eating, but it's, well, that cake is bad. That carrot, you know, is bad. That strawberry has too much sugar. It's bad. And I think women are so confused and overwhelmed with good, bad, right, wrong. How do you begin to guide women in this idea that food is neither good nor bad? It's very objective, and guiding them through that process. Liz, you want to start us off with that?
Sure. I think for me, once I took labels off of food, it lost its power. Mm-hmm. So for me, ice cream was always a quote unquote, if I were going to label it, when I labeled food, that was a bad food. So I would allow it only on special occasions, and then I would overeat it, and then I would feel the need to get back on track. But when I just said, okay, ice cream is just ice cream and all foods can fit, and I allowed myself to have it, it lost its power over me. Mm-hmm. And so taking the idea that I had to follow a strict meal plan that I was either always on or always off, and just saying, okay, Holy Spirit, lead me. We talk a lot in our community about Holy Spirit led nutrition. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so freeing to recognize that if I truly am paying attention to how foods make me feel and listening to the Holy Spirit in me, I can make wise food choices for how it affects my body and how it makes my body feel, not whether it's good or bad.
I was going to say, not only that too, it's not just how your body feels, but it is, it can be an emotional experience. Like you talked about emotional eating, we can take that and make it into an idol. But I have so many fond memories growing up, like being on the boat with my family and like reaching over into the cooler to get a really fun soda drink, or having Life cereal with my grandparents. These are moments that I don't necessarily remember the food specifically. Yes, I just told you what I got, but I remember the moments like the sunshine and that moment with my grandpa sitting up eating the cereal in the morning. So food can also be one of those experiences where we gather around the table and we fellowship and we have fun. I mean, Jesus had a fish fry with his disciples, right? So there's this nourishing element that not only nourishes our body, but it nourishes our soul and connects people. And when women have been so afraid to come and gather around the table because, gosh, it might not fit my diet, or if I go over these calories or at these certain points, then we're missing out on the fellowship. And so allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us and come together and say, I can enjoy this food for a little bit for what it is. I don't have to overindulge. I don't have to gorge myself, but I will participate in this. And I think to get rid of that fear of, I can't sit down and eat with other people, that's huge, to be able to come together and create those memories around food. Mm-hmm. So,
no, that's so true. I think when I help women, it's, we focus so much on externally controlling the environment. What can I do as far as like working out and eating to control what my body looks like, versus internal environment first to not control, but I'm just using the word control, like to change the external environment. Mm-hmm. When you guys are working with the women inside of your community, your workout community, which we will talk about, do you find more often it's the external focus versus the internal? And how do you begin to help them switch between external to internal?
I think for a lot of us, we don't like to admit that our fitness is vanity, that we are eating and moving out of what we want the external to look like. And so I think for me, for a long time, this is why I white knuckled my food, because I wanted to control it myself. And I didn't want to admit to the Lord that I'm doing this for vanity reasons. But once we surrender it and we say, okay, I'm opening my hands to this and I want to move and I want to feel my body well because I want to be here to dance with my grandchildren, or I want to be here to, you know, love on my family and serve my family, there, that is where there's so much peace that can be found when we finally open up our hands and surrender it and acknowledge, okay, is this, you know, and yes, we can make healthy choices because we want to have lower blood pressure or we want to have lower cholesterol, but we have to get really honest for why we're doing it and why we're making the choices that we do.
And then accepting too, like, if it is for vanity purposes, God has created us so uniquely, like to be able to sit and look at our body, maybe make a gratitude list of these are the things that I'm thankful for that my body does. And Lord, I'm really frustrated with this part of my body or this part of how I'm feeling. Like I'm waking up feeling lethargic. Like, can you help me with this? But just being honest with him and then realizing too, gosh, how boring it would be if we all looked the same. You know, God has created, there's healthy at every size. Like God can make a thicker woman and a thinner woman, a tall woman, like our shoe sizes are different. And culture for so long has told us that this is our standard of beauty. Mm-hmm. If you don't fit into that, then you're not accepted and loved and worthy. And Jesus says, no, you're accepted, you're loved, you're worthy, you're made in my image, mm-hmm. and you're a unique facet of my glory. And your physical characteristics are part of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you women experience this, but often when I work with women privately, they don't realize that their bodies are an extension of who they are. It's almost like their body, then the rest of themselves. Like, meaning, okay, here's my relationship with God, here's my emotional life, and then there's my body. And I'm trying to bridge the gap between your body is just the extension of what you think, what you feel, your trauma, your experiences. And I think telling somebody to trust the Holy Spirit can be overwhelming. How do you walk somebody through trusting the Holy Spirit when they don't even feel necessarily connected to their body?
That's a great question. I think first it's an invitation because for so long, I never thought about it. I just thought, okay, I'm over here. Here's my fitness. And over there is my faith. Like I compartmentalize them, kind of like what you just said with your body is here and your thought life is there and you're, you know, inviting the Holy Spirit to be a part of your fitness journey might not be something that has ever crossed someone's mind. It didn't me. I just thought this is something that, because it's my physical body, I physically am responsible for controlling it myself. Mm-hmm. But the Lord wants to be a part of everything with us. I mean, he made us. And he knows what our bodies need. And we don't all need the same thing. I mean, he made my body to need one thing and Summer's to need something else. And when we invite him into it, I just feel like he just brings so much, like a smile to his face that his daughters are like, hey, will you help me with this? Like, will you come and hold my hand and show me how to do this? And it was something that I never considered before. So I think it starts with just acknowledging that you want him to be a part of it, involve him, invite him.
I love that you said it, an invitation, because that's just so true. He's not like standing off and hoping that you have this perfect body or that you eat all the right foods. It really is that invitation of like, will you trust me? Will you let me guide you? Summer, mm-hmm. do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, I think sometimes when people think, oh, the Holy Spirit, it's woo-woo-y and like it's not tangible. And the Holy Spirit can give us so many tangible things to do. My fitness journey actually started out of not fitness, but fear. And I was afraid to just like do a lot of different things. That's a whole nother story. But the Lord asked me to walk. And he didn't like, I didn't hear a specific word, go walk, but I had this impression in my heart and I could picture myself walking my city. And so it wasn't an audible Summer, go out and walk the city. It was an impression on my heart. And so the obedience to just take the next step of going out and walking eventually turned into my spirit, like feeling I should run to that next stop sign. And that's not a thought that normally would come to me because I don't want to go running, you know? Yeah. So that thought that came up, it's like, oh, well, the Holy Spirit is inviting me to kick it up a notch with him. And so I'm going to do that. So there's little heart impressions that you might have. Maybe a friend texts you with a word that confirms something in your spirit that has been like, oh, I've been thinking about that lately. And so-and-so just sent me a text message about this. Yeah. Or so there's those little coincidences that you know, call him a God wink or whatever it is, but he speaks to us in so many different ways. So it's not abstract. It's just, we need to keep our ears open. It is an invitation.
Yeah. I think if I heard, you know, the Holy Spirit say, go run, I'd be like, that's not you. That's not you, Holy Spirit. Just because I do not like running. I'm like, God, you said you gave me the desires of my heart, and that's not one. This was a new concept for a lot of women that I work with too, is it's just a spiritual discipline. I think so many women are waiting for motivation. Mm-hmm. And guess, I'm like, guess what? It ain't going to come, because you're not looking for it. You're waiting for it. And how can we begin to look at this as a spiritual discipline, regardless of what I feel? Because we all know you guys are in fitness just like me. Or I mean, whether you're in fitness or not, let's just be honest. There's a lot of days you're just like, I don't feel like it. But the days you don't feel like it doesn't mean he's not calling, he's calling you to rest, right? How can we use this as a spiritual discipline?
I think that it just requires intentionality. And I think if you look at the end picture, it feels daunting and it feels overwhelming. And so when we work with women, we talk about, okay, how can I 1% this? How can I 1% my day to make tiny little changes so that those little changes build momentum that gives me motivation to want to get up the next day and do another 1%. So rather than looking at like, okay, I have to work out 7 times this week, it's okay, can I just sit out my shoes and my workout clothes and set my alarm for 15 minutes earlier or 1% better tomorrow than I did today? Could I go for a walk? Could I have a dance party with my kids in the living room? Same with our food. Instead of looking at like, okay, I mean, we've all done that thing. Starting on Monday, I'm going to be super strict. And then, you know, by Tuesday, it's like, what in the world was I thinking, you know? But small little tiny changes. And I think our spiritual disciplines are the same way. Like if we want to intentionally draw closer to the Lord, like we have to get up early and spend time with him and, you know, be in his word and seek his face, and anything we want to get better at, we have to do with intention.
Mm-hmm. I think we've been so programmed by diet culture. I was just thinking to myself, like, when did Monday become the day to like start over?
Right.
Like, why can't we start over on a Wednesday or a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday? I just like, think about the things that you think about, of the rules that you have of, you know, I can't eat that because this, you know, that's bad. Or, and I'm like, why is it like, who told you it was bad? Mm-hmm. And then they'd be like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, why aren't you eating bananas? Because it has too much sugar. Okay. Well, who told you that? You know, like, who told you it was too much sugar? And then most of the time they can't even tell you because they're just believing a narrative that they might've heard on, you know, social media. Mm-hmm. Summer, I'd love for you to start talking about how to get out of the diet culture. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? I think, again, we were just talking about your brain, these, you know, thought patterns mm-hmm. have been so programmed us for so many years. For a long time, it was calories in, calories out. That was it. But now I think there's more research of just that's not it anymore.
Yeah.
So how do women begin to change this?
So practically speaking, there's a few things that we can all do just starting right now. Like, stop what you're doing and write down 5 things that you're grateful for about your body and your health, like switching the mentality that this isn't a problem in front of me, but this is a gift that God's given me. It's an opportunity to walk out my faith. Like, I have a physical body where I can walk out my faith. So just gratitude is a huge, huge thing. And then the other really simple thing is like paying attention to what we are consuming visually, audibly, all of those things, like unfollowing certain accounts on Instagram or wherever you are online. There's so much diet culture. We might not recognize it for what it is, but your gut will recognize it. Does this thing make me feel peace, or do I feel anxious mm-hmm. when I'm looking at it? And if it's a peaceful thing, right on. Keep on moving. Allow it to be in your life. But if it does not facilitate peace, I don't need you right now. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's really easy to unfollow, and making sure that what we are consuming is something that brings us peace.
Mm-hmm. Liz, do you have anything you want to add on?
Yeah, I love that so much, Summer, when you said if this doesn't facilitate peace. Mm-hmm. And I think giving yourself permission to focus on health instead of weight loss is another tangible thing that you can do to step away from diet culture, like just healthy habits and take the pressure off of the result that comes or the weight loss that you want to happen and just focus on healthy habits instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was going through my healing journey and my physical body, not emotional. I mean, it was kind of, they obviously intertwined, but it was more physical this time. And, you know, my genes started to fit differently and my body started to kind of change shape. And it was almost like my body was coming into itself because I think for the first time it was not super stressed. It wasn't fight or flight. Like I just was coming out of a lot of trauma and your body changes, right? According to that. And I just remember thinking and being really down about the genes not fitting the same. And I just kept asking myself, well, what does it mean if the genes don't fit? Like, what does it really mean? Because when we really just look at it objectively, you guys know I'm a question asker. Summer knows this, but I'm always asking myself questions because it brings me out of my emotion. And so I just challenge the listeners to, as well, like when these things come for us, what does it really mean? Because I was making it about me, like, wow, I'm not good enough, or I'm not going to be this because of this, or I have to buy a different size jean. So that means X, Y, Z, right? And I think that was huge for me of just being able to, and that's hard. It takes a lot of practice to ask yourself questions. But what about like, I love the tangible steps when it comes to this. How do you begin to help women fight the lies or even recognize the lies of the diet culture? Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot difference of, well, how do I know it's diet culture and how do I know it's not diet culture?
Well, I think when Summer said earlier, like when you read something or hear something, does that bring you peace or does that make you anxious? Does that call you higher or does that make you feel like you're striving? And I think we have been so programmed to look left and right and to feel the need to keep the pace of the people around us. And yeah, I think true. when you just say, okay, the only race that I'm running is to Jesus, and I don't have to look left and right. I don't have to do what she's doing. I can cheer for her. If she is following some kind of a program, I can cheer for her and celebrate her without feeling the need that I have to do it too. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you just said, asking yourself questions like, why do I feel the need to do that program? Because I see other people on social media doing it, you know? Giving yourself permission to just not have to strive to keep the pace with those around you. Like you do you, right? And
yeah. I love the consistency like that of what you were saying of just you doing you and finding that of don't like keeping the pace of what season of life. I'll often ask women because they'll be like, I just want to find balance or I just want consistency. And I'll be like, what does that mean to you? Like what is, because consistency to me is going to look a lot different than it does to Liz. But most of the time, again, we've been programmed, consistency is 7 days a week, 5 days a week. Well, what if it's 3 days, 2 days off? Mm-hmm. That's still consistency, right? Mm-hmm. Summer, what do you have to say about this?
I think looking too at who we surround ourselves with in person, the conversations, are your conversations all focused around the food and the, you know, I need to get down two more sizes or shoot, I need to get back on track. Like all these conversations and how, like when we step back and look at that, how superficial is that sometimes, you know, like we just have this surface level relationship and we are meant for connection and for people to like transparency and vulnerability. And we're meant to come together and do life together in a real and authentic way, not just that superficial, hey, shoot, I can't have this donut, you know, and then we all talk and lament about how sad it is that we can't have a donut. Like that's just... It's heartbreaking.
Because it's so true though. Yeah.
I know. There's so much more to life.
I'm going
to
smell it. Let me just smell the donut.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's really good. I'm really glad that you brought that up. That's a very good point of what, like whenever my friend starts to talk bad about her, like she's my best friend. So it's okay. But I'll just like smack her or like punch her. And that's how I change her thought. Like it's kind of our inside thing. Like I don't physically hurt her, but
right.
It's like, I'm like, stop it. Because sometimes you need like that abruptness to literally change your thought pattern. So I'll just like punch her, like shove her. I say punch with love, but like I said, I don't need any like, you know.
Right. But are you bold enough to be the person in the conversation that, I mean, you don't have to call everyone out and say, this is horrible, let's stop talking about this. But are you brave enough to change the subject and go a little bit deeper and starting with yourself? Like, hey, I'm just going to be a little vulnerable with this aspect of my life. And that invites other people to be vulnerable as well.
Yeah. I love that. Now, both of you, people are probably wondering, like, who is Liz and Summer and why are they your friends? Well, let's kind of talk. You both have individual stories, and I have you both on because you both work together in ministry. Can you share a little bit of your individual story and how you came together? Because I want you guys to talk about your community of what you do with women. So, Liz, do you want to start us off with a little bit of your backstory?
Sure. So it is really sweet and kind how the Lord brought us together, because we talk a lot about how we were on opposite ends of the continuum. And, or if you think about a pendulum swinging back and forth, to just make a long story short, struggled with, after gaining a lot of weight, then in losing the weight, became super restrictive, over-exercising, really restrictive with what I ate, and just a lot of disordered thinking around food and very strict. And so the Lord has brought me to a place of freedom. It's a place where I constantly am working for my freedom. I don't want it to sound as like I have it all figured out, because I certainly, most certainly do not. But he brought me to a place, as I mentioned earlier, where I just had to surrender it because I was exhausted. I was just exhausted. And so it is truly our heart's desire to help women to invite the Lord into their journey and to find that freedom as well.
I was running a little bit loose with my freedom on the other end, like, you know, where the freedom is just like, this is so great. And, but then you were entrapped by that. Like, there's just this, I don't have to be disciplined. I don't have to do hard things. And that's not what the Lord has called us to at all. Like, he has created us to put our feet to the ground and go out and do the things that he's called us to do. Scripture says that he's prepared good works in advance for us to do. And I'm like, those good works are awesome, but I'm over here having a great time. Like, I'll get to them someday, you know? So I didn't really think about food much, except for it was my comfort in a season of fear. And I would run to it. Like, that was just my comfort. And the Lord, like I said earlier, just asked me to get out and walk our city. And that's where I started to find that putting my feet to the ground and moving my body and finding him as my comfort and my peace was where it was at. Like, it's not in the cookie. It's not in the glass of wine. It's sitting in his presence and allowing him to minister to my heart, because he knows exactly what I need. And so mine wasn't necessarily a health journey to start with. It was more of a love story. Like, perfect love casts out fear. And that's what he did for me. But then it kind of took that twist, like, oh, I'm starting to lose weight and I'm starting to feel really good about this. And I'm getting compliments on my body. And I let diet culture kind of shift my attention, and I started my focus more on the weight loss. And bringing the two of us together, the Lord has just helped us to sit in that sweet spot and be vulnerable with one another, like, hey, I'm struggling with this, and calling each other higher in, like, you know.
No, it's good. I actually love the beauty of both of you, because that's where women fall, right? I have so much freedom. Like, I don't need to do anything. Like, God loves my body the way it is. You know what I mean? Like, kind of that attitude of, I don't need to do anything. And then the other side is, well, I am in freedom, but I have to be so restrictive. You know what I mean? To find, I guess, that freedom. And you guys coming together is like, literally you create the middle. And now you're like, cause you both have that perspective to be able to help women of whether she swung this way or swung that way. And I swing too restrictive. That's my bend. I'll just bend that way. And if I'm emotional, I actually don't eat. I like turn inward and I'll almost make myself, like, that was a lot when I went through a lot of healing and trauma, but I actually turned more inward, didn't eat. and I couldn't eat because I was just so sick to my stomach. So that was my emotional bend. But I would undereat and overexercise to combat whatever I was dealing with inside. Mm-hmm. You guys now have this ministry together, which is beautiful. Can you guys talk about what you do with the women, what it is, what it's called, what it's about?
Absolutely.
It would be our honor to. So we came together to create a ministry called Healthy, Whole, and Free. And we equip women to prioritize, first of all, their relationship with Christ and invite the Holy Spirit into their journey to become healthy from the inside out. So taking away the focus on, as we talked about earlier, results, and really just how can I walk with Him in health today? And we just make it tangible, because it does it, as Summer said earlier, it can sound a little woo-woo, you know, like Holy Spirit-led nutrition. What does that tangibly look like? So yeah. Breaking that down and just giving them simple steps so that they can, you know, make that an everyday thing that they can do.
Yeah. Summer, do you want to talk about what it is, like what you guys provide for them every single month?
Yeah. So it's an online community, and members who want to participate in our Facebook group, we have a Facebook community. We also have an online portal, which houses different workouts, recipes. We have weekly classes where we dive into scripture and the practicalities of just like focusing on healthy habits, and giving challenges each month, as far as weekly challenges or little daily challenges, little bite-sized pieces that we can just step one step closer to our goals, because it is important to have goals, right? It's important to work towards something. I especially know that, like, I need to have a goal in sight. So coming together as a community to just take one step closer. Did I miss anything, Liz?
I don't think so. I think you did a great job.
How much is the community? Liz, go ahead. You can answer that question and then say what you were going to say.
Yeah, it's $15 a month. And we also have an annual membership as an option too. But what we find is a lot of women come to us who have pretty much tried everything and are still struggling. I mean, that was us too. You know, if we're completely honest, that was us too. So,
yeah. Well, where can we find you guys? So you guys can, we'll have the links below. So go ahead and share where we can find you.
We're on Instagram or Facebook, Healthy, Whole, and Free. Or you can find us at healthywholeandfree.com. There's fun freemiums on there for you to get out and check out. We have different resources for you to help you in your health walk as well.
Liz, do you want to share some of those resources?
Yeah. So we have a scripture in our pocket, devotional, where you can download some of the scriptures that we have found that have helped us in our freedom journey. We have a goal setting guide for the new year that you can use to help you, because as Summer said, we do want to set goals. We don't think that the Lord wants us to just sit on our couch and, you know, do nothing. So, but we want to do it in a way that glorifies Him and brings us to a place of freedom. So we would love for people to check out our free resources there.
That's awesome. Well, you guys, this has been so fun. You know, I love you guys, and thank you so much for just sharing your heart, your wisdom with, you know, the listeners, and I know they're going to be so blessed. So make sure you guys go check them out. I'll have all the links below and their individual links as well for Instagram, if you want to hang out with Liz or Summer. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much. Such a blessing. Love you.
Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.